Ukraine security issue.
As of June the 18th, the 115th day of Ukraine's defense against Russian invaders, the enemy is more actively shelling Ukrainian regions from its territory, as well as from the territory of Belarus and temporarily occupied Ukrainian territories. The Ukrainian Operational Command South informs that Russian troops launched two cruise missiles on the Odessa region from Crimea. The Ukrainian air defense system has destroyed them in the air. According to Sergei Brachuk, the spokesman for the head of the Odessa Regional Military Administration, the threat of missile attacks in the region remains very high. Six Russian missiles hit the Kremenchuk refinery for the fourth time in the Poltava region, and two more missiles hit the thermal power plant. As a result of missile attacks on the city of Mykolaiv, two people were killed and 20 more were injured, among them two children. On Friday, the Russians fired on the Mykolaiv region with cluster shells, injuring 20 people. At the same time, the Russian invaders continued to shell the northern regions of Ukraine. In particular, on Friday's eve, the enemy shelled more than 100 times the Sumy region from mortars and multiple launch rocket systems Grad. The Russians also dropped explosives from drones, causing destruction. In the Kharkiv region, the occupiers continue to fire on the northern border cities and villages of the region close to Kharkiv. There are injured people and destruction of civilian infrastructure and the private sector. The occupiers also shelled the city of Kharkiv on Friday night, hitting one of the district's communal enterprises. Ukrainian soldiers kept the defense and gradually launched a counter-offensive in the Kharkiv region, liberating the village of Dmitrivka in the Izum district. At the same time, the Russian army doesn't let the Ukrainian armed forces enter the state border. Russian troops are shelling the positions of Ukrainian defenders and cities and villages with artillery, launching an offensive in the direction of the city of Slovyansk in the Donetsk region. The enemy actively uses gun barrels, artillery and volley fire from jet missile systems to shell the cities of Lysychansk and Severodonetsk in the Luhansk region. The Ukrainian military is holding the defense there. Although the Russians have occupied the biggest part of Severodonetsk, they do not control the whole city. Still, hundreds of civilians, including children, are hiding on the territory of the city's Azot plant. According to Sergei Haidai, the head of the Luhansk Regional Military Administration, earlier those people refused to evacuate, and now it is impossible to take them out under heavy Russian fire. British intelligence reported that the Russian authorities are unilaterally declaring humanitarian corridors, allegedly for the evacuation of Ukrainians from the city of Severodonetsk, but in fact they want to deport Ukrainians to the occupied territories. Alexander Struk, the head of the Severodonetsk City Military Administration, confirmed such actions of the Russian army.
It is hard to call that an evacuation. The direction is not defined. The Russians are making constant inspections and sending people to filtration camps. People disappear for a week and return, and some do not return at all. It is impossible to trust the promises of the Russians regarding the evacuation. It is dangerous to evacuate people because shelling can start at any moment. People will simply lose their lives by trusting the promises of the Russians, said Alexander Struk. The humanitarian situation in the occupied territories remains difficult. In particular, in the Kherson region, people feel lack of medicines and food for children. They do not have cash. Similar problems in the Russian-occupied areas of the city of Zaporizhia. Mayor of Melitopol, Ivan Fedorov, said that people continue to receive salaries in hryvnias. However, the occupation has led to a situation in which people are unable to withdraw cash and pay by card. In the markets and shops captured by the Russians, the products are 3-4 times more expensive than in the territory controlled by Ukraine. At the same time, the occupiers, though unsuccessfully, are trying to introduce Russian rubles. The occupiers rob farmers or force them to sell their products at minimum prices. Viktor Skorenko, an elevator manager in the Kyiv region, said that Ukrainian farmers can lose tens of billions US dollars if Russia's port blockade continues and agricultural infrastructure would be destroyed. Currently, grain is exported in three ways – by road, by rail, and river ports.
Прошу, розблокуйте порти. Потрібно це зерно негайно вивезти.
Please unlock the ports. The grain must be removed immediately and to be replaced by this year's harvest. Today the situation is really difficult, and not only at our elevator, but everywhere in Ukraine. All Ukrainian farmers are looking for ways to enter foreign markets, because domestic ones do not work due to the difficult situation. The various available options are being studied, but there is little time left. Elevators need to be cleared from the last year's harvest so that they can be filled with new crops, said Viktor Skorenko. Ukraine annually grows food that feeds 400 million people in the world. Ukraine produces 42% of the world's sunflower oil, 16% of corn and 9% of wheat. The UN World Food Programme receives 40% of wheat from Ukraine for its emergency food aid programs, said David Beasley, the director of the UN World Food Programme. According to him, against the background of the Russian-Ukrainian war, the world is threatened by food shortages, which could provoke riots in dozens of countries. And these are already beginning in Sri Lanka, Tunisia, Pakistan, and Peru, The Guardian informed.